Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Jamie F. from San Diego.
Wow, thanks. Yes, my name's Jamie and I am an alcoholic. It's great to see some familiar faces. I was a little anxious, a little nervous, but I'm also very excited because all the meetings I go to, you're only allowed to talk 3 to 5 minutes. So here I get 10 minutes. So that's great. You know, it's the little things. Well, this is like dedicated to the newcomer. This is dedicated to the person who's struggling. This is dedicated to the newcomer. Obviously, when I came in here, I wasn't this. You know, it was back in January of 2001. I attended a women's meeting over there in Lemon Grove, and it was there that I walked in, and I didn't know anything about Alcoholics Anonymous. So far, my story has not changed any. I knew nothing about the program. I walked into this building, and I looked around, and I saw all these women, and they were laughing. They were having a great time, and of course, I'm completely confused. I'm perplexed because I was looking for an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And I said, oh, I must be in the wrong place. And they said, no, what, you know, and I said, I'm looking for an Alcoholics Anonymous. You're in the right place. Come on. And so I sat down and they started talking and I was listening. And I heard words like 12 and 12. I heard words like Big Book. I heard words like 90 meetings in 90 days, all these things. They handed me a phone list, you know, and I took notes, you know, because I didn't know. I was like, I'm going to take notes just because I don't know. And so I wrote these things down. But next to them, next to all these names, you know, the person would raise their hand and they'd say, I'm Susie and I'm an alcoholic, whatever. And I'd listen to their story. And their story was so crazy. It was something like, you know, they took money from this to pay off this, and their children were this, and all this stuff. And I was writing all these notes down going, oh, my God, this is so crazy. You know, but when they told me these stories, some of them were crying, but some of them were laughing, too, you know. And some of them, you know, some of them looked pretty crazy, too. I remember on one of them, I wrote down, and I still have it. I still have my original phone list, and it says on there, next to this person's name, she had purple hair and a pink clip. And that's what made me remember her story. And it was crazy. It was a crazy story. So they told me to come back. They said, keep coming back. So I came back. And the more I came back, the more I heard my story. You know, just like everybody. The more I heard my story, the more I was able to relate to him. Because I truly walked in going, I can offer nothing to these people. You know, I have nothing to give them. I truly felt that way. And it took me a long time to realize that, no, I do have a lot to offer. That's the alcoholism talking. And so they said, go to 90 and 90. They said, get a sponsor. I got a temporary sponsor, okay? I tried to do the 90-90. It was a little intense for me. But then they said, wipe down the tables. I wiped down the tables. They said, be a secretary. I was a secretary. They said, make the coffee. I made the coffee. They said, go make copies. Go to AA Central. Get the books. I did everything they told me to do because I didn't know any better. You know, my way, I didn't know any better. I didn't know. I thought my personality is like, it's black or white. They tell you to do something, I'm going to do it, you know. It wasn't until I got some time that I realized that, oh, people don't do it this way. Oh, people still are drinking. Oh, people don't get a sponsor and all this kind of stuff. Thank God that whenever I came in there, I didn't know that, you know. I just did it. They told me to do it, and I did it. And thank God they did, because now, by the grace of God, I have a little time. You know, it was interesting. I was at a meeting recently, and I didn't know many people. And I sat down, and this gentleman came up and sat next to me. And he introduced himself, and of course I introduced myself. And I wasn't thinking, I didn't hear him, but he said, are you a newcomer? And I said, yes, I am. And so we were talking, and later I was thinking, and he's sitting right here, I'm thinking, gosh, Jamie, you're not a newcomer. But I'm like, I'm just going to go with it, whatever, I'm a newcomer. He was sitting here, and then he said, well, welcome, and he was very welcoming to me. And then later he found out, because something came up, and I said, oh, no, I've got almost 6 years. And he said, you're not a newcomer. And I said, well, really, all I have is today, you know. I just have today. I woke up this morning, and I haven't had a drink, and I haven't used a drug, you know. And I don't worry about the past anymore, and I don't know about the future, you know, because I do have God in my life, you know. And I know I'm all over the place. I just hope somebody walks out of here remembering one thing. So, whenever I first walked in to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, myself included, I was that person saying, okay, well, how am I going to pay this bill? You know, where am I going to get the money to pay off this? You know, how am I going to improve my marriage? You know, well, when am I going to become a good parent? I wanted answers, you know, I wanted answers. And I hear so many people come in and say, but how am I going to stop drinking? But how am I going to do it, you know? Where am I going to find the money to pay this? When am I going to get my children back? You know, they want these answers. And we here at Alcoholics Anonymous keep saying, keep coming back. Well, at the end, for the newcomers out there that have those same questions, or for the people with less than a year, I actually have the answer for you. And I'm going to read it at the end here in just a minute. I have the answer. It's right here in the big book, and it's beautiful. You'll love it. So, when I walked into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, I saw everybody else. I saw them laughing. I saw them with great friends and, you know, seemed pretty well together. And I said, I want that. You know, I want what you have. I would go to any length to get it, too, you know. And by the grace of God, I've got a little bit of time. But I also wanted my sense of humor back. That's like the one thing. I saw people laughing, and I wanted to walk through crises with grace and dignity. That's what I want now. In the beginning, I just didn't want to drink and drug, you know. I didn't want to drink and drug, you know. And as I got time, you know, it turned into something else. You know, I wanted to become a good parent. You know, I wanted to become a great wife, you know, all these things. And slowly it trickles in, you know. All of a sudden you wake up and you go, wow, you know, I am a good parent. Or, you know, wow. Well, so I wanted my sense of humor back, though. And so people said, as crazy as it was, get a disposable camera and just have it in these random places in your house or in your car where there's like always stress or tension or, you know, chaos. You know there's going to be some argument. And when that has happened, take a picture. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's even the closest thing to my mind when all this is going on. They said, take a picture because you will one day be able to laugh at that situation. I was like, that's brilliant. Well, so, you know, that's brilliant. And so anyway, just to try to get my sense of humor back because that's what I wanted. I wanted my sense of humor back, and I wanted to be the woman that I always wanted to be and to walk through things with grace and dignity. Okay. And I wanted to be a good role model, you know, because that's really what God wants me to do. Is God wants me to be a good role model. So I have two children. Whenever I walked into the program, they were now, and I'm hoping that a timer is going to go off or the clacker is going to go. Okay, they were 4 and 7. They were 4 and 7, and you know, and my kids. I now realize my kids thought. They knew they didn't know what to expect from their mother. They didn't know. And to this day, I am still a little erratic and spontaneous and impulsive, but I'm sober. You know, now I'm sober, and it's okay to be that way now because I'm sober, you know. But whenever I was drinking, that wasn't okay to be erratic and, you know, spontaneous and impulsive. So my children today have a great sense of humor. And how do I know this? Because they show me in various little ways. I'm going to tell you a funny story about my son, okay? He was 4 years old. 4 years old. He was in kindergarten. And I was I was just new into the program. And he was coming home from school every day, and he didn't eat his lunch. He didn't eat his little goldfish, or he didn't eat his little cookies. This was going on for a couple of weeks, and I was getting concerned because he's a kindergarten. He's in fourth grade, and it was all day kindergarten. And I was like, you've got to eat. You've got to maintain your energy. And I finally asked him, I said, Peyton, I said, why aren't you eating your goldfish and your cookies and your little chocolate chip cookies? And he said to me, as serious as he could be, he said, well, Mama, I thought that was dog food. I was like, Peyton, you thought I gave you dog food? I was like, first of all, do we have a dog? No, we don't have a dog. I was like, what? But see, that was my children. They didn't know what to expect from me. I mean, that's how crazy it was. I was like, oh, gosh. Okay, so then, this, oh, goodness. Okay, great, thanks. So I'm gonna read you what the answer is to your question. How am I going to do all these things? When am I gonna get paid? When are you going to get paid? Okay, so here it is in the big book. This is great. This is to the newcomers, the people that have 90 days. Congratulations to the birthday too. And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact in my life, unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept the person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my alcoholism, I could not stay sober. Unless I accept my life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as on what needs to be changed in me and my attitudes. So there is your answer to your questions. And with that, thank you. Thank you for letting me be your speaker.